Blog Talk Radio.
From the Blog Talk Radio Studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for tuning in this, the 17th of October, the year 2016. Happy Monday, folks. And again, welcome to the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. You know it. It's every week right here. Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. This week's edition of Dating Today, folks, is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. You can check out more information about this incredible nonprofit that I am proud to partner with by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. That's MasonCivic.org. Now, for those of you that are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason, and its mission has been to improve the quality of life for all of those in need in northern New Jersey, but more specifically within Hudson County. Now, you can call them Monday through Friday at their office at 201-706-8088. You can also visit their office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and they're located at 1200 Washington Street in the Uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. That's right, folks, the birthplace of baseball and, of course, old Blue Eyes himself, the late great Frank Sinatra. You can also write to their inbox, which is info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like them also on Facebook. They're a great local nonprofit, as I said before, that I am proud to partner with. Folks, I also want to acknowledge tonight here, Son Cubano. You can check out their website by going to www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located along the waterfront at 40-4 Riverwalk Place in West New York, New Jersey. That's right outside the Lincoln Tunnel. Again, minutes from Mass Transit, of course, New York Waterways. And you can call their reservation hotline 7 days a week at 201-399-2020. Now, for those of you, again, who are not aware or familiar with Son Cubano, they're one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants offering amazing Cuban cuisine with a beautiful skyline of New York City to enjoy 7 days a week. So whether it's lunch, dinner, or any special occasion, make sure that Son Cubano is that destination for you and your friends and family. Again, don't forget to like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. And by the way, Son Cubano is the host venue for this Friday night for my annual breast cancer awareness event, A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts, which I'll share more information about at the end of the broadcast. So, again, check them out as well. I also want to acknowledge two great sites here. Again, first off is www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. And it's a great local media site hosted by Ashley Cromcakes herself. Again, a frequent contributor to the show here, and also one of my co-hosts this Friday night for A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts. So check out the website I do daily. I actually have it bookmarked, so you know what? You should too. I also want to acknowledge Rough Rehab, folks, a great no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter, which is located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. You can check out their website, which is www.roughrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org. If you're looking to find that pet for that special someone, folks, there are plenty of adorable dogs and cats who need your love and need a home. Make sure you go to Rough Rehab and take care of them and make sure that you give them a home to that special person that, you know what, is looking to adopt a pet in the immediate future. So, again, big acknowledgement tonight to Cromcakes.com, roughrehab.org, Son Cubano, and, of course, the Mason Civic League, because they bring you Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Folks, again, the toll-free hotline to call in tonight, if you wish to call in and opine, is 646-649-1926. Once again, 646-649-1926. Again, you can write to the show's inbox, which is professorfuj@gmail.com. Don't forget to send me a shout-out on Twitter, at The Amazing Uribe. And also, you can find me on Instagram. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, at your underscore favorite underscore Fernando. Or just type in my name, Fernando Uribe, and you'll see me right on there. So, folks, again, hope you had a wonderful weekend. Again, a great weekend for me. Happy Monday, because my Dallas Cowboys are 5-1 and standing alone in first place in the NFC Eastern Division of the National Football League. So, big shout out to Cowboys Nation, all my friends all across the country, especially listening tonight in Dallas, Texas. My boy Ty, who listens every week, and he actually shares my the podcast here on BlogTalkRadio.com every week. So, Ty, my man, yo, shout out to you, brother. Thanks again for all the love that you show every week, and of course to the rest of Cowboys Nation all across this great country. So, again, thank you all for tuning in tonight, folks, and. Again, it's sort of a very weird autumn here in New York. You know, most of us are starting to pull out the sweaters and have them ready and the hoodies. And guess what? It's 78 degrees today. So who would have known that? So autumn and Mother Nature are not exactly working hand in hand right now here in the New Jersey area. So, but let's enjoy the good weather while we still have it. And tonight, folks, what I wanted to share with you on the podcast is something that, as I was going over some revisions of the book, over the last few days and sort of looking at what to modify in the chapters themselves, I came across a few paragraphs that got me thinking about today, and it certainly reminded me as it pertains to guests of mine that I've had on the show, and certainly, you know, some common themes that we come across, and also just casual conversations with friends of mine that I've had, and those that are dating and those that are not. And what I want to sort of drop on you this evening, ladies and gentlemen, are some dating truths that I feel you need to know so you don't sabotage your chances at finding love. And, you know, when I look back at my dating history, you know, I've experienced some of the sort of the do's and don'ts in a variety of different ways. And really, you know, dating is like any other experience you have in life. You know, you learn some lessons along the way. You take the good with the bad. And there are some days that you come out winning, and there are some days that you don't. And I think one of the important factors we have to sort of take into account here is, you know, keeping a proper perspective, because dating, like any other activity, can be time consuming, it can be draining, it could also be fulfilling, as well as heartbreaking. So, despite all of those emotions I just named right now, all rolled into one. It's important to sort of keep this in mind here, because more times than not, we tend to sabotage our chances at love without even trying. And sometimes we do it inadvertently. So tonight, what I really want to convey to you are some important truths. And especially, you know, the first one really goes out to the ladies here. And ladies, you know, first off, you know, if he really likes you, he's going to make it happen. You know, sort of, you know, I know a lot of girls that I've talked to have said to me, well, you know, sometimes, you know, they can sort of orchestrate little coincidences or try to run into him at a club or hang out at the same bar that he does, or go out with a mutual friend hoping that you'd get his attention. And, you know, sometimes, you know, some ladies are under the sort of the false pretenses that, you know, if the guy sees me all the time or a good majority of the time, that he'll inevitably fall for me. And the reality is that's completely wrong. And it's one of those things that, you know, it's like, you know, falling in love is never like it seems in the movies, you know, when we sometimes run into people, and it's not always the way it is. You know, it could take us years to figure out a truth. And especially for the ladies listening tonight, this is something that really I want to really impress upon you. And that if he really likes you and he's invested in you and he is into you, I mean, I hate to sound like the movie, he's going to pick up the phone and call you. Because, let's face it, if he doesn't make an effort to see you, then what's the point? And speaking as a guy, you know, I can tell you this much. In my lifetime, when I've been interested in a woman or I feel like seeing her, And I feel, and this is early on when you meet her and let's say you have a chance meeting or whatever the case may be. As a guy, when we feel invested or we feel like she's worth our time, we're going to make the effort. And if we don't, we make the excuse. And I can tell you honestly, early on in many, many instances when I've met some women, and there are some that run me the right way. Perhaps I met them at a networking event. Maybe I just met them out when I was out with some buddies and sort of, you know, guys night out and just hit a club or a bar and just happened to run into a certain female. And I can tell you that over the course of time in my dating history that there have been some women who, as soon as I meet them, you know, we sort of click right away and I make it a point to go see them because they interest me. And, you know, listen, there have been moments when I've gone out and have met a woman and happened to take her home that night. And you know what? That didn't stop me. It didn't turn me off. It didn't dissuade me from wanting to keep in touch with her. There are many instances I can remember that having done so, I felt, you know, the sort of, not the necessity, but I felt it was important enough to call her the next day or the day after and say, hey, listen, you know, it was a good time. Let's get together again. And listen, that certainly helps alleviate a lot of fears and insecurities that women have. Let's be honest, you know, most women, when they go out, I mean, their intention isn't always to sleep with you. Maybe it is. Maybe they just want to sort of get out of the system. Maybe they see it right as soon as they lock eyes on you. But by and large, that's not sort of the modus operandi that women operate with when they go out. Some men do. I'm not going to lie to you. However, when women go out and certainly they make themselves vulnerable and they allow themselves to either have a man come up back to their place or they decide to go back to a man's place, you know, there's a certain vulnerability there that they're willing, that they're risking. And sometimes when a guy isn't responsive or isn't interested, that can be devastating for a woman. Not so much for guys. I think that for some reason, many men sort of are able to sort of brush it aside and not let it affect them. But some women are. Some women can be deeply affected. So, you know, ladies, I've always tried to, especially my female friends, when you see it's a struggle, he's not into you. He just isn't. And it's something that you shouldn't waste your time on. Yeah, maybe you feel a connection or anything like that, but I would never, you know, invest in that. And I hope the ladies, you know, tonight sort of, you know, get that point as I'm trying to drive it home. You know, a few of the truths here tonight I want to share with you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, long distance is a waste of time. And I've seen this firsthand with friends of mine. I've never really tried to attempt this. I mean, maybe once, I think, if I remember correctly, probably in like the summer, actually fall of late 2009 into a decent period of 2010, you know, attempting it somewhat of a long distance relationship, which is, you know, I always looked at it as a waste of time. And what ends up happening most of the instances is that you end up just having heartbreak and disappointment. You know, sometimes, listen, first of all, feelings cool off, and then neither of you is getting enough sex. And then the trust issues start to creep in. You know, is he or she sleeping with someone else? Have you, especially for the ladies listening tonight, have you found yourself staying up at 3 a.m., staring at your phone, wondering why he didn't call? And sometimes some girls, you know, go through that unpleasantness. I never really felt that way, but I know that the attempt was very short-lived. And not to say that I was idealistic or sort of optimistic or hopeful. I guess I kind of gave it a shot, but it wasn't anything very serious either. So I guess the emotional investment didn't hit me as hard during that period of time. But I would strongly urge my listeners tonight, don't ever bother with, you know, a long-distance relationship. It's not worth it. It just isn't. You know, it really is just aggravating. I've seen friends of mine try to do that, and it's really draining, you know, and you don't need that. You know, there are plenty of things in a relationship that could drain your energy. You don't want to have to think about distance being one of them. Another one here tonight, and this is something that I, as a matter of fact, I was talking to one of my good friends about, is the fact that open relationships are an illusion. And I know that I might be ruining a beautiful dream for some of my listeners tonight, but if you're with someone and again, ladies, tune in tonight, you know, but if you're with someone and he doesn't care to be dating you exclusively, he doesn't like you enough. And that's the truth. you know. And in that case, when you see that, you should go find someone else. Many people try to get into the open relationship and feel, oh, it's okay, it's fine, it's not going to bother me. Folks, it is. You know, we're human beings. We have feelings. And at some point in time, we're going to catch feelings. And, you know, it's one of those dynamics that I would never, ever, ever recommend. I've never done that. I've never, ever engaged in a open relationship with someone. I would never say, oh, yeah, well, I'm dating you and you can date other people as well. I've never done that. I'll be the first one to tell you that, you know, I think as a guy, what many of us men do is, you know, if we're not exclusive and we're dating someone, we certainly don't want a woman to be dating someone else. I think many men overall can be a little selfish. I think many men can be very territorial. And certainly until you find yourself in that relationship talk and say, well, okay, we're going to be together, just you and I, you know, an open relationship type of thing isn't something that's productive. It's not something that's healthy. I would never, ever, you know, recommend. And tonight I hope for anyone listening that, you know, sometimes it's sort of hanging their hopes on the fact that an open relationship maybe is possible. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be a buzzkill for you and just tell you it doesn't work. It's going to create a lot more problems and solve. And at the end, you might end up resenting each other, if not disliking each other immensely. You don't want that, you know. We have to be realistic, folks. We're adults. We have feelings. We can catch feelings. Once we start sleeping with someone and we start developing an emotional investment, I'm sorry, you know, an open relationship just doesn't work. You know, at some point, someone's going to want more. And if you're not willing to give more, then I hate to break it to my audience tonight, you better beware. Because that's going to cause a lot of problems, and it's going to cause a large amount of tension. Another important component here, and this is one that I know for a fact is crucial. And tonight, really, you know, if you ask yourself, you know, if you can't travel together, you shouldn't be together. And let's be very fair, you know, travel is when your best and your worst traits come out in full force. I remember one time I was dating a woman who complained about everything. When I mean everything, ladies and gentlemen, on our trip. From like the hotel room to the car service. I mean, I'm not even kidding you. She was complaining about the city's architecture. And I just said to myself, oh my God. I mean, for the love of Christ, you know. And, you know, yes, you know, there are going to be moments when you're going to exhibit some differences in a relationship. But I'll tell you right now, one of the best things I know that's been great for my relationship, a little expensive sometimes, without a doubt, but what's been very productive and been very therapeutic is that we've been able to go out on a good amount of vacations, not just like down the shore or down to like Atlantic City or something. I'm talking about like traveling out of the country, you know, taking a plane 4 or 5 hours or something and going to a desert, you know, a tropical island. And, you know, I'm someone who hates the beach, for example. I don't like the beach. I don't like getting too much sun. I'm very nervous about the sun. I'm very nervous about the detrimental effects of ultraviolet light on my skin. I'm very, very, you know, light skinned. I burn easy. But my significant other loves the beach. I mean, she tends to be a little dark in complexion anyway. So, you know, being at the beach and getting color isn't something that bothers me, for example. But, you know, when we go to the beach, she likes to lay out in the sun. I like to sort of get some shade and do different things, you know. Maybe I like to read on the beach. She doesn't. You know, but traveling together has been a very good part, let's say, of our relationship because it enables us to be away from everybody and everything, away from work, away from our families, and just be away and be on a tropical island, maybe do a tour of something, you know, do something fun and different. And it's one of those things that, you know, and again, it sort of shows the difference. You know, I'm not, you know, when I go away on vacation, I just want to relax. I just want to lay on the beach and maybe take a nap, have some drinks, you know, not get too much sun. I mean, obviously within reason and certainly be cautious. But, you know, I'm not the type to want to go hiking every day or want to go on an excursion every day. I don't mind it. I'd rather not do it every day. But again, sort of the benefits of traveling is, you know, you get to get away from everything and everyone, as I said, and just relax and be together and chat and talk and just enjoy each other's company. And you know what? Again, that's a really integral part about relationships. And, you know, as you're finding love, you know, it's important to be able to travel together. It's important to be able to do those things, you know, and go away. And if you're able to do that, you know, you certainly have a much better chance at success. As I said, when it comes to relationship, whether or not it's going to flourish or not. Another truth here tonight I want to sort of convey with you folks. Again, ladies, I want to sort of send this out to you. If he's not willing to introduce you to his mother, you don't have a future. You know, I always try to take dating a little slow sometimes. But I can tell you that, and this has happened to me sometimes where I haven't wanted to introduce my mom to whoever I'm dating for whatever reason. And it's happened a few times, maybe a handful of times, not many. But if I wasn't very serious about the woman, or, you know, I didn't feel as much of an investment, sure, my parents would know of her, but they wouldn't meet her. And that's something that, as a woman, you know, girls pick up on that. Ladies pick up on that real quickly. You know, a couple of months, a few months, okay. I remember dating someone in my lifetime for maybe 6 months or more, and they had not met my mother. And to be honest with you, I really didn't have any intentions for them to meet my mother. I think I looked at it more as a fling, and it was just to go and hang out, hook up, and that's it. You know, I didn't have this desire for them to meet my mom and dad. It's just something that never really interested me. And I know that when I was confronted about it, I had to come clean and say, you know, well, you know, frankly, right now, I don't think we're at that stage, or I don't, that's not where we're at right now. And like I said, it's something that can create a very hostile, you know, environment and conversation, but, you know, you have to sort of take the good with the bad. But, you know, ladies, again, if he's not willing to introduce you to his mom within a reasonable amount of time, and I'm talking about maybe if you've been dating exclusively for at least 6 months and you have not even sniffed his family, I think that's probably a warning sign. It's probably a red flag that you need to be made aware of, and quite frankly, you need to confront him about. And same thing, guys, you know, maybe you're dating a woman and she's apprehensive about you meeting her, her family. I remember I dated a woman in early 2012 for a few months, and, you know, she lived a little farther away. I remember she lived in Princeton, and, you know, we had a pretty good, I think we had a good run for a few months. You know, I remember we had met on New Year's Day, and, you know, we kind of hit it off pretty well, Korean and German girl, and we did it for a good amount of months. And I remember, now she had not met my parents, but I remember that, she was over pretty much every other weekend. She would take the train up from Princeton, which showed me a lot, I guess, you know, to me, I was like, wow, okay, she seems pretty invested in this, or at least interested. And I remember, I think that, when it came time to, I think, you know, go down and spend time by her, she seemed very apprehensive. So, you know, I started realizing, or, you know, at some point that I was just simply a fling, and that was okay. I didn't feel betrayed. I didn't feel violated or, you know, led on. You know, I had a pretty good idea of what we were. But I could tell that even the chance of even being anywhere near where she lived, or at least anyone seeing us together, was going to be problematic. And I knew once that was the case that, you know, that wasn't worth it. So, you know, we kept dating and still hooking up, but we knew it wasn't going to materialize into anything serious. And that was fine. And I was totally cool with it. But sometimes, you know, that's sort of like an outlier that you have to sort of keep aware of, you know? And really, you know, folks, it's, you know, it's about compromise. I think it's important that, you know, when we first start dating someone, certainly there's that honeymoon phase of dating with the fantastic sex and the funny stories and the great combos, but you know, sometimes it can end, and from that point on, you it's about compromise. You know, it's having to agree where to go on vacation and where to go to dinner, and you know, compromise is important. I think it's, you know, one of the intricacies that make relationships work. And you know, and tonight, really, you know, I'm hoping that you found this evening's edition to be helpful. So, like I said, you know, these truths are integral for you. They're going to enable you to increase your chances of finding love. And trust me, if you follow these simple steps, I assure you, as many friends of mine who listened in students, both past and present, have told me that they have found the advice I give here on the podcast to be immensely helpful. And also friends of mine that love listening to the show. So, you know, I hope that tonight's episode was very beneficial for you. Again, folks, if you missed any part of tonight's broadcast, you could always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtodaywithfernandouribe. Now, folks, here again, I just want to sort of give you a very, very important reminder. This Friday night, October the 21st, is my annual breast cancer awareness event at Son Cubano. It's called A Professor's Quest to Save Breath, and all the proceeds from the evening benefit the American Cancer Society. It will take place at Son Cubano, which is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey. Again, right outside New York City, right near New York waterways, near Mass Transit. Easy to Uber or get a Lyft to if you're here in North Jersey or New York City area. There'll be no cover this Friday night. Plenty of free parking on the premises. Excellent drink specials, folks. Live band in the beginning of the evening with flamenco music and then a DJ. We have incredible prizes that I'll be raffling off from local businesses that have donated them. And of course, the evening's main event is my annual date auction. We have just some of the best-looking ladies you'll ever find who have donated their time to be contestants this Friday night. So it's a great cause. And since 2008, when I first started hosting this event, yours truly has raised $23,443 for the American Cancer Society. So please, if you're listening tonight, go on your Facebook, just do a search, A Professor's Quest to Save Breast. The RSVP list looks great right now with over 145 RSVPs and counting. So I'm expecting a great crowd this Friday night from 8 p.m. until 2 a.m., folks. So please do everything you can to make this Friday night, you know, on your social calendar and come support A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts. I'll have wonderful co-hosts with me helping me out. We'll be collecting donations. We'll be selling T-shirts, all, again, to benefit the American Cancer Society and making strides against breast cancer. You can find out more information on Instagram, also on Twitter and on Facebook about A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts. And I look forward to seeing all of you this Friday night, October the 21st at Son Cubano. All right, folks, again, just as a reminder here, I want to thank my outstanding sponsors here. First off, the Mason Civic League. Check them out on their website, www.masoncivic.org. You can call them directly Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's 201-706-8088. Go visit their office, 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Also write to the inbox info at masoncivic.org, and don't forget to like them on Facebook. Also, folks, you can check out Son Cubano, again, the host venue, this Friday night at for A Professor's Quest to Save Breast. You can check out their website, www.soncubanonj.com. They're located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place in West New York, New Jersey. Call them at 201-399-2020. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Also, folks, a special acknowledgement to cromcakes.com, a great local media site. Check them out, www.cromcakes.com. Also, Rough Rehab, a great no-kill animal rescue shelter in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. You can check out www.roughrehab.org. It's RUFFREHAB.org. Folks, I can't thank you enough. And once again, a shout-out to everyone listening in all across this great country of ours. To the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. It's every week right here on blogtalkradio.com, Dating Today with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Good night. Dallas, Texas, the home of my 5-1 Dallas Cowboys. And as always, stay classy, everyone.